In San Diego, the Navy has declared a chief petty officer a deserter after he refused to board a troop transport ship bound for the Persian Gulf. 23-year-old Pablo Paredes says he wants to make a statement that all of America will hear. As NPR's John McChesney reports, the sailor's immediate concern is staying out of the hands of Navy authorities who could arrest him at any time.
Pablo Paredes joined the Navy in 2000 for a tour of 6 years. He grew up in the Bronx, child of a Puerto Rican mother and an Ecuadorian father. He just finished his first year of college when his wife got pregnant, the bills and his tuition went up, so he joined the Navy to get some training in electronics. He got that training, and today he's a petty officer third class with 20 months left to serve. Yesterday, the Navy declared him a deserter after he refused to board his ship bound for Iraq.
I just couldn't sleep at night knowing that I took 3,000 people to a place where 100 of them may die.
Paredes has made his act of refusal quite public. He went to the dock when his ship sailed on Monday, and he made sure he was the center of media attention. Parents and wives of troops on the ship accused him of cowardice, of avoiding danger in Iraq. Paredes says he never felt he would be in harm's way.
Had I gone on that ship, there would have been no danger to me whatsoever. There would have been a lot of benefits. I would have probably put away about $10,000 tax-free dollars in my pocket in those 6 months, and there would have been no danger. Instead, I chose to do something incredibly, ill-advised, as anybody else would put it, but I chose to accept the fact that I could be looking at a year in a military prison.
Paredes spent his first Navy years in Japan, where he met many who questioned American foreign policy, something he'd never paid any attention to. So, he says, he started reading and searching the Internet for answers. He says today he's opposed to war in general, and especially to the war in Iraq.
I don't see what we're doing there or why we're there. I don't believe for 1 minute that it's about spreading democracy. I don't believe for 1 minute that it was about weapons of mass destruction. Oil sounds like the number one,
Paredes says when he was 18, he never had any idea he would come to this way of thinking, but hopes now that his act will encourage others to follow. He insists that there are many in the military who feel the way he does, but are afraid to speak out.
Unfortunately, our president continues to hide behind the bravery of the troops, and it disgusts me because it's absolutely possible to say, these guys are great, they're doing their job, but what you're sending them to do doesn't make sense. And it's a fundamental thing that has to happen in this country. Everyone's almost afraid to say something against the war because it's unpatriotic. And I don't understand why you have to trade humanity for patriotism. I don't know when that happened.
Paredes is receiving advice and help from the San Diego Military Counseling Project. We met him in secrecy at the home of Lynn Gonzalez, a counselor with the project.
There is what we lovingly call the poverty draft going on. I know that these recruiters go into low-income areas. They're targeted, these kids. These are kids that don't have many options when they get out of high school.
A Navy spokesman would only say at this point that Paredes is a fugitive deserter and can be picked up at any time by local or military police. The spokesman encouraged Paredes to turn himself in. Paredes says he will do that when he's found a good lawyer. John McChesney, NPR News, San Diego.